চেক করতে যাচ্ছে, ঠিক আছে না বলুন একটু।
আরে মানে কিছু বলুন, मैं कुछ बोलूं, मैं आई टेल समथिंग। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे।
एवरीथिंग फाइन, दैट इज फिट हियर एंड दे आई एम नॉट इन द पिक्चर, सो दिस इज एवरीथिंग इज कमिंग फ्रॉम हियर।
Everyone understand it can't speak or move or anything, barely breathe. Totally quiet. That especially outside. No one should be outside talking or doing anything.
King of silence.
And the kitchen, of course. There can't be a noise. Can't. You said that more. You want that off? Yeah, you want it. Go on. That was good. Chilin Naran Maharaj, as per our discussion the other day, could you explain a little bit about Vedic culture from its history and then from its in the modern day, the phenomena in the modern day?
Vedic culture and knowledge had not been created by any person. It is called in Vedas, Upanishads and Purans and all scriptures that it is a Paurusheya, not told by any mortal person, whether he has so knowledge or anything. This Ved has come from Krishna himself. At first there was only Omkar, and after that Gayatri came from Omkar. From Omkar all world were, lakhs and lakhs world were created. All Vedic knowledge came from Krishna himself. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. So from Gayatri is the explanation of Omkar or embodiment of Omkar, Krishna himself. What is Gayatri? It has been explained in Ved, Upanishad and also in Srimad Bhagavatam. It is had told in all Upanishads and Purans that Srimad Bhagavat is embodiment of Krishna himself, and it is actually the same knowledge which has been given in Vedas in the way of Vedic culture and knowledge. In them it has been told that Prem is absolute Krishna. Without Prem, any person cannot be any entity, living entity, whether trees, creepers, animals, man, woman, even God, demigoddesses. Anyone cannot live without this devotion, that is that Vishuddha Prem, pure Prem. In Vedas, Upanishad, it is told that Krishna Raso Vai Krishna. The embodiment of Krishna is pure love, highest class of love. So Ved has tried to give this thing to all jivas. But our mind is limited or intellectual, all these things are very, very limited. Especially when we left Brahmacharya, you know Brahmacharya?
Yes.
Brahmacharya. And the rulers, all regulations showed by Vedas themselves, then our mind became more and more limited. We cannot take in our mind what is the purport of Vedas. The purport is to serve Krishna. All beings and souls are eternal servant of Krishna. They have love and affection in their hearts, even though are bounded by Maya. But if they will have association of any devotee of Krishna, or by causeless mercy of Krishna and his devotees, if anyone associates with the devotees of Krishna, they may think that prema is there, but we have forgotten. So by practicing the wise rules and regulations showed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by Saddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Ashakti, Bhav, and thus gaining prema, we can attain our that very service of unalloyed service of Krishna. So in Vedas, for those who are not qualified for this, always involving in worldly requirements, lust, anger and all these things, it is as told for them that they should have jam, niyam, asan, pranayam, dhyan, dharana, samadhi, all ashtanga yoga. Someone thinks that this is perhaps the mole purport of Vedic knowledge and culture. But we see, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, if you are doing all these things for lakhs and lakhs births, you cannot be happy. You cannot attain the main purport of Vedas, that we are all servant of Krishna by nature, by our heart. We cannot gain this and we are not happy. There are so many instances in Upanishad and Purans and all other things, Srimad Bhagavatam, that there was a very realized yogi, Shaubhari. He used to culture, Vedic cultures, and he tends so much power that he can go in air, he can change his shape, he can make this body into lakhs and lakhs, same body, he can marry so many women, but he will not be happy. At last he gave this practice of yoga, Vedic culture, outwardly Vedic culture, and he met with many good bhakta. He met with Garud, and by the mercy of anyhow by Garud, he was purified, and he thus realized that Krishna prema, Krishna service is eternal happiness, and himself Krishna wants, and he will be happy by this. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that it is very hard for anyone. Lakhs and lakhs time can go to control our never controlled mind. We cannot control. And if we cannot control, then dhyan, dharana, samadhi, yog, asana, niyam, this ashtang yoga we cannot maintain. Thus, we will be failure in this way. So very easily, if a man is so having so anger, lust, even so much rage, like Ajamil told in Srimad Bhagavatam, he can practice bhakti yoga easily in this very condition, taking the name of Krishna, Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Aiva Kevalam, Kalau Nastyo, Nastyo,
Nastyo,
Anyatha. So by chanting the name of Krishna, Krishna is Sarvajna, he is all-knowing of future, past and present. Krishna is everywhere. So if man in any condition, if he calls Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. This is the mantra of Ved, Kali Samtaran Upanishad. So Ved are telling, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discovered it, that this is a very easy doing process of having the same love and affection which are our eternal nature. And by this doing so, hearing the pastimes of Krishna, which are as much as powerful as Krishna is himself. There is no difference between Krishna name, his Harikatha, his pastimes, hearing, remembering, doing all service, Archan, Bandhan, Das, Sakhyat, Manivedanam, all. Very easily, in any stage, we can gain that prema. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all Shastras also telling that for this very good and qualified advanced devotees association is so necessary. Otherwise this name will give something a little bit and disappear. Swarup Goswami has told for this that tannam rupa charitadi sukhattananu karmena rasana manasi niyojya tishthan braje tadanuragi jananugami kalam nayed akhilami itti upadesha saram. That you should go to Vrindavan. Take shelter of any realized rasik Vaishnava. Select any very bona fide guru. Take in his lotus shelter. Be initiated by him. And being always in Vrindavan, in the guidance of any pure and rasik Vaishnava, you should chant the very, very dearest name of Krishna, like Radha Govinda, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Gopinath, Radha Raman, Radha Rash Vihari, Gopi Kant, Radha Kant, or in Vedas it has been written Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. This Mahamantra is more powerful than any name of Krishna, and it has so many good modes in it that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his last day 16 years he tested these shlokas in Gambhira Lila 18 years. So it is very high class of this mantra. Sarva Damodar Raya Ramananda, like Lalita and Vishakha, they were recognized by all Vaishnavas at that time. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that these are my buddies. They are internally, I am in Lalita and Vishakha. So they are told that try to develop your Krishna consciousness. First it will come at Shraddha, then Nishtha, Ruchi, Ashakti, Bhav, and utter pain. And when we will go to in Braja, in Gopi mode, there Sneha, Man, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav. And this is the embodiment of Srimati Radhika. So of this is the basic culture, and Ved has praman kiya hai.
Proof.
The sar and substance.
Essence
of Vedas is this Krishna prem. This is Vedic culture. If you want to achieve by any practice, by Harinam Kirtan and all these things, this is Vedic culture. But there are some outwardly cultures like Yoga Abhyas, like austerities, like karma, gyan, nirvishesh brahmavad, all has been given there. Everything is Vedas. Also, the process how we can make aeroplanes, so highest top of medical
science.
Also money problem, anything, all things are, everything is in Vedas. But the aim and object of the Vedas are to culture bhakti yoga. Though there has been explained karma yoga, gyan yoga, tapa yoga, all others, but bhakti is supreme because Gita is also Upanishad, a part of Ved. Yoginam sarvesham madgatena antarat atmana shraddhavan bhajate mang yog sau yukti mato mata. There is karma yog, gyan yog, tap yog, but among all, bhakti yog is superior, in which a devotee can give his whole heart and serve Krishna. This is bhakti yog. And in the last of Gita, it has been told, sarvadharman parityajyamam ekam saranam braja aham tvam sarvapapebhyo mokshayishyami ma shucha. Give up all these practices of outer body and go interior. This is the religion of Atma, souls. So Krishna is himself, that Vedic Purush, Krishna himself is telling that give up all these practices, all the jokes that I have told in Gita or Upanishad, and try to follow that. The life of that yoga is bhakti yoga. Here yoga means to connect one's heart with Krishna, and it will only be connected by bhakti yoga, that is with only love and affection. So Krishna has told this. So in Vedas also it is has built. But for this, attaining this, Guru is essential. And that is why it has been told in Vedas. Jasya Deve Parabhakti Yatha Deve Tatha Guru Tasaite Kachita Hyartha Prakashante Mahatman. Those who have love and affection in Krishna and same affection and love for their Gurudev, then all Vedic knowledge itself comes in their heart. Thus their life is successful. So I have told,
thank you very
in brief, in very brief, and I am happy to express my ideas.
little bit between the about 10 minutes.
Maharaj, you have lots of things to do, so maybe this afternoon we can have maybe another 10 minutes or so?
Before the class starts.
When there's more devotees?
Yes, at about 5 or after 5.
Yes. So we will take a different position.
Yes.
And I will come and speak with your helpers.
Very good.
And we'll have lots more devotees in the room.
Yes. At that time, more than 200 devotees.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Go for that.